Tightening of sanctions on North Korea, warning that economic pressure on the North has reached its limit. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned in his words, "We can't support ideas by some of our partners to suffocate North Korea economically." More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in Hump Day in the studios of KCNR 1460. What is it about that Hump Day that people are kind of happy because, you know, after today, it's kind of like downhill sliding into the weekend. 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock right here. And good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're getting, and we're, of course, streaming at KCNR1460.com. I'm sitting here with Bad Bob Belongi. Linda is on her way back from Sacramento today.
And good morning, Carl.
Oh, you know what? Oh, and good morning, Carl.
As I stared into the rising sun while negotiating the Placer slalom course.
You know, did you knock down any of the poles?
I missed all the cones successfully. The same could not be said for the gentleman directly in front of me.
Who was knocking him down.
Who was swerving to miss a backing up water truck and clipped a cone and sent it flying. You got about 3 inches on each side of you in spots there by Holiday Market, and I hope they get that done soon because there's going to be a lot of work for some body shop.
Well, you know, I just kind of, you know.
If not the ER.
What they ought to do is just put a sign up there for a Coachmaster.
Oh, man.
Coachmaster can help you after this.
Have you taken a look skyward and noted that the crescent moon is moving ever closer towards its rendezvous with the sun on Monday?
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Monday.
Celestial mechanics.
We have
a lot of things happening on Monday.
We have four. I've got to go down and pick up those four sets of glasses from Turtle Bay.
Awesome.
And we're going to give away probably at least two sets of those.
Yes, even though you're going to have like 80-some-odd% coverage here, use the special glasses. Don't try to use welding goggles or really thick sunglasses, anything like that. Bad for the eyes.
What's this old thing where you used to take a cardboard and you punch a little hole in it?
Right.
And then you can watch it on another piece of cardboard?
A camera obscura, yes. One of the earliest forms of camera, and it inverts
watch
the
your,
image.
Watch your mouth there, buddy.
Yeah, that's a very good way to do it. And, in fact, a lot of schools are having their classes make them and explaining the idea behind them.
Okay, so it comes and hits that little pinpoint, and it's bigger on the other side, or you know, where it's being projected to.
Right, the light, it's just like putting it through a lens.
Yeah, and then it just shows it going, and shows when the sun goes across.
Right. So,
wow.
Very cool stuff.
But don't you think there's going to be one of those little guys that goes like this?
Yeah.
He just wants to check.
Actually, he was testing out, I put a filter on my smartphone to be able to take some pictures on
Monday. You put it on the correct side, though.
Yes, right? Yes. The filter goes before the smartphone, not after. I mean, there are people, and there's a lot of worry about this, that people will put on the glasses and then point their smartphone at the sun, and there goes $700. Hey, sunny and hot in Reading today. Plenty of sunshine and a high near 102. The winds will be calm. About 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. Of course, still incredibly high fire danger. Mostly clear tonight. Low around 69. It was actually pretty nice last night. High near 105 for your Thursday. Friday, 105 as we get into the weekend. Temperatures start dropping. Sunday, they've updated the forecast. We thought we'd get back below the century mark on Sunday. Now they're leaving it up at just over 100 degrees. However, by next Tuesday, we should be back down into the 90s. Currently in Reading, under partially cloudy skies, few clouds here and there, we are at 67 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, a locally owned company, a veteran-owned company out of Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Super people down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, I have got six rants, and I didn't even know where to start yet.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's start at the beginning, right? Let's start closest at home. Record Searchlight. My paper, my paper, you have abdicated your responsibility, especially in the editorial side. On, you know, if you look, if you read the Record Searchlight, you look at the editorials. Editorials are, you know, like they import them from Orange County or some other place. What happened to those pithy editorials we would have that would, you know, talk about things that are happening around town and how it affects us now? So what do we get on Sunday? We get Montel Williams.
What?
Who trots out his 22 years in the military saying that Trump is, you know, is totally got it wrong about how he says, you know, how, you know, about Charlottesville. And I'm sitting there saying, well, if you want to do that, how about my 30 years of military saying that Trump is, he ripped the neo-Nazis. He said there's no place for hatred, for racism. And then he says the violence, the next day he says, and but let's not forget this violence was on both sides and people went insane. Insane people went insane.
Yeah.
Because there was violence on both sides. And this anti-Antifa, which started, by the way, in Spain to fight fight fascists in Spain before World War II, has made its way to here, to the United States. And most of the time they attack, you know, when they have the big economic conferences, the G20 and all that, they're out there burning and stuff. But they're the ones, you know, in California here that we've had all those, you know, had, you know, Berkeley and all these problems. Nobody, and everybody seems to be afraid to say the left is also as violent as the far right. And I don't understand why. And when the president says it, oh my God, how do you condemn them? They're fighting fascism. Were they fighting fascism in Huntington Beach when the people, when Trump supporters were out there just saying, you know, hey, you know, we support Trump and what he's doing, and they come in and attack him with weapons? You know, I mean, people getting hit in the head with bicycle locks, splitting their head open. Two reporters that were there, one of them ends up taking four staples in his head, and the other one, a woman, was just beat to the ground by these nonviolent anti-Fas. So when I hear these things going on from I would think, responsible journalists, or did I, you know, I'm not even going to use the word responsible politicians. I can't even use that term anymore. I'm not even sure I can use the term responsible journalist anymore. You know, I'm sorry, but when I'm looking at violence out there, am I supporting the neo-Nazis and skinheads, racists? Absolutely not. There's no place for them. But let's take a look at this. Violence is violence. This is no, I mean, if do you, I mean, do we want a war? Do we want something that, you know, that we've got groups of people that are roaming through the streets and destroying things? Is this what we want as a country?
Yeah.
No. And you know what? And if you have a protest, and yeah, let me throw this out, Black Lives Matter. Not everybody in Black Lives Matter, of course. Do I see the reason for Black Lives Matter? Absolutely. But when it goes into riots, and then when you get cops start getting shot down, I'm sorry, but that came from the left. That didn't come from the right. And then when President Obama didn't condemn them immediately, do you remember what happened? They went after him. You know, but not like they've gone after Trump, because, you know, when Obama said, I want to see what's going on before I make all my, you know, pronouncements. Trump says the same thing and everybody calls him terrible things.
Yeah.
So, frankly, America, what's going on here? But Record Searchlight, you need to get back in the game, you know, and, you know, just something as simple as getting your online, something as simple as getting your online login, right? I've got it. I've got the online login good for an iPad and an iPhone. Do you think I can get it on a computer? No. It's just too damn hard. Too damn hard for them. You know, they're not here. You don't call anybody here.
No.
You know, Carol Ferguson, who is the associate.
Can we turn the RS building into a homeless shelter?
I don't know. Well, but you know, she's trying. They're not helping her. What can I say? All right. Enough of that. I've got much more. North Korea.
Little Kim.
Iceland and Afghanistan. Iceland is absolutely chilling. And I'm not talking about the temperature. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know what? They are straight shooters at Bastiani Arms, too. Locally owned, locally operated husband and wife team, John and Sarah. Outstanding customer service there. This is where I go and buy my guns. In fact, I'm going down near, as I was fortunate enough to actually win a gun at the Northern California Historical Museum and Heritage Center's MASH Bash the other night, which was great. So I'm going down to Bastiani Arms because they're the ones who provide things for veterans organizations. And we're going to go down and talk about that gun. So, great customer service, as I said. Anything you want for shooting. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back. Let's talk about North Korea, Iceland, and Afghanistan.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
A true tribute band bringing you the excitement, energy, and hits of a live Rolling Stone show. Join us Friday, September 15th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Rudy Colombini and the Unauthorized Rolling Stones live in the Event Center. Colombini's staggering Jagger-esque showmanship engages in a battle of the sexes with a trio of seductive bluesy backup vocals. This nine-piece ensemble is a must-see theatrical rock show you will not want to miss as they perform the Rolling Stones' greatest hits. Like a Rolling Stone, you can't always get what you want. Let's spend the night together, Brown Sugar, and many more. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this show are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Rudy Colombini and the Unauthorized Rolling Stones live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 15th. A good time will be had by all. Let's spend the night together. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Lighty.
Join us Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 for Reading Beer Week.
Carl and I will be serving New Glory craft beer along with some of your local favorites.
That's right. Not only that, but food's going to be available, appetizers, and you can play pool while enjoying your suds.
That's Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 right next to Woody's.
Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. Come on down and buy Ted and I a beer.
And now, back to our show.
Back up on the freeway, back up in the church. Everywhere you move, in the
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda. Linda's on her way back from Sacramento. Went and saw Lady Gaga last night. Whoa. This ought to be interesting to hear her talk about that Friday when she comes in. Of course, tomorrow, Trish, my Trish lady's coming in. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock right here, 605-456-7, 64 degrees, going up to 102 today. Hey, I was going to talk, I need to get something closer home again. Last night, Barry Tippin went in front of the city council and said, this is the plan, this is the beginning of our plan, the 6-month, 12-month plan. And that the 13 people helped him with, or 12 to 13 people helped him with, to form this plan. And it came out into the sense of it was going to have, as we talked about yesterday, a strategic plan from the police, from the new police chief. I'm sure there'll be changes in it. Bloody had one that was out for 5 years that, you know, a 5-year out plan. Then they're going to talk, and they want to look at re-energizing Stillwater on the sales and things they can do with Stillwater. It's a great idea. Yeah, of course. Public safety is the big thing. But the other was addressing our unfunded liabilities and getting the budget under control. So, oh, let's hope. You know, I talked to somebody yesterday. So we're trying to figure out is, can this energy keep being moved forward? Can we pay it forward, you know, keep going with this, or is it just going to die? And here's the thing about the recall. Is it going on? Is all of this energy going on because of the recall? And if it is, if the recall doesn't get the signatures, will we see it end? Yeah, you know, that's going to be an interesting to see about that. Also, I had had an opportunity to walk through the new sheriff's, well, it's not new, it's like a year now, but I haven't been over there, and to renew certain certifications I have, and went through there. Hey, I noticed the shortage, because it's on the big board there, I noticed the shortage of officers in the sheriff's department, and these aren't ones that are just, you know, the ones they can, you know, hold out for the budget ones, but ones that they can hire, but they can't get people into it right now. And that's, you know, that's scary. And, I mean, they can hire them, but they can't get candidates that can pass the requirements to get in. You know, like, don't not doing drugs, be able to be somewhat physically fit, at least at the by the time you finish school. Don't have backgrounds that will disqualify. Bob, it looks like you and me, buddy. Looks like we're going to have to go in there, and we can be the Starsky and Hutch of the Shasta County. What a scary thought.
Well, I told you the Advanced Automotive, it took them over a year to get a mechanic who had the qualifications and could pass the stupid drug test and could legibly fill out the paperwork.
There you go. Now, there's something else, too, that I found out, but I can't talk about it. Because I'm not sure if it's releasable, but it entails the vehicles, some of the vehicles that the sheriff's department has, and it's not just the sheriff's department here; it's nationwide. So that's the thing
with the Interceptor SUVs.
Oh yeah, you know about that?
Yeah, there's a big recall on them.
Yeah, why?
As it turns out, punching all those holes through the car body in order to install the cage and all the equipment is letting carbon monoxide.
There you go. That's it. It's a manifold thing, but it's going across the whole country.
Yeah, yeah.
And what it's doing, it's causing accidents out there.
So unforeseen circumstances.
Unforeseen circumstances, because all of a sudden the carbon monoxide builds up in the car, or the. Yeah, carbon monoxide builds because when I looked at the recall thing, it said something about the manifold itself.
Yeah, it could be the drilling through
the whole thing.
Yeah, the manufacturer says it's improper installation of like the cage and all that.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. Hey, Kate. Okay, now let's. I can't wait to see what happens city council and everything that Tippin wants to do. Let's cheer him on. Remember what I told everybody. When you see a city council member, you hug him, give him a piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
Tell him, good job. Good job. Maybe pat him a little bit on the back.
Chocolate.
Give him the chocolate because, you know, they like it.
If the recall movement has gotten the attention, you know, it's like the Missouri mule thing, you know, whack with between the eyes with a 2x4 to get their attention.
Yeah.
If in fact their attention has been gotten and they're doing things, then it has served a purpose.
You know,
a good purpose.
Yeah. And at the same time, the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has announced their new board members. The 15-member board of business leaders are now Ryan Denham from SJ Denham, Daniel Knott, K2 Land Investment. We all know Danny Knott. Dina Rothman from Tri-Counties Bank, Tyler Whitlow. Tyler does everything. Shasta Solutions and Omega Mortgage Company, and Doug Wright. All of these people who have been on the show. I'm not sure about Dina, but just Doug was on Tuesday. So Mangus likes who he's got on there. Well, these are really good people. I can, you know what, the Chamber of Commerce, can I say this? I have fought from joining. I belonged to it before, and they got into the political side and made dumb decisions as far as I was concerned. I just didn't, you know, join. Again, I did not rejoin. But I, you know what? I like the way it's going now. I like the direction they're taking them. I like the way that they're downtown and they're fighting for the downtown resurgence. So I joined again. Joined the Chamber of Commerce again. Hoping that we can continue this movement forward. Now, something's happened. I don't know if you've been reading about what happened in Iceland. And a big flap just kind of like started yesterday. In Iceland, they say that they've almost wiped out Down syndrome. But
really?
Yeah. But no, I'm not saying that they've cured Down syndrome. I use that term wiped out because they do it through abortion. This is what they're doing. And when they do the test.
Can you spell eugenics?
Excuse me, but that's just one of the words they're using. And they're, and they say, well, every so often one slips through. And then my feelings for this. I mean, I don't have a Down syndrome child in my family. Have I known them? Have I known many of these? Yes. Have I known families with these children, these loving children? That the parents can, you know, they can't, they talk about a special love that these children have for the world and for them. And then when you see this country that is wiping, annihilating it, destroying them in the womb. And here's the other thing is that as this one woman wrote, she says, yeah, they told me I had Down, my child was going to have Down syndrome, perfectly healthy child. Playing lacrosse on one of the college teams today. So there's that. But to eradicate human life because of this, what's the next step? I mean, I don't like to use the word, you know how I don't say, and everybody goes, oh, they're Nazis. I say it's absolutely ridiculous to call people Nazis. They have no concept of just how bad they were. But I do remember how the Nazis practiced eugenics. And they would wipe out an ethnic group,
the
undesirables. And they would just put them in ovens. They put them in ovens.
This is in
gas chambers. Well, then in ovens, but gas chambers. And when I see a country doing this, it makes you wonder what's next.
Yeah.
I mean, is this something you're going to see? Oh well, gosh, you know, we don't have. Well, maybe we should take a look at you know those children that are born and they've got a birth defect. Well, you know they're still just like a 5 minutes old. Well, birth defect. Sorry.
Let us not forget it.
The state's not going to take care of them.
That Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, was reputedly a very strong supporter of eugenics
and the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
And fought for the abortions of blacks and other ethnic groups
and involuntary sterilization.
This is what she was doing back there. Margaret saying that's what she did. This is your Planned Parenthood founder here. Planned Parenthood. Well, go back. Opt back to where it started.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think that.
Well, who founded the KKK, boys and girls? Oh, wait, you can't say that anymore. Gentle beings.
Democrats. Can we say Democrats? Does this mean then that, what was that, Senator Byrd, Robert Byrd, who was a Ku Klux Klan member, is his statue coming down next? I'm surprised that you haven't gone up in the Senate and just pulled his name off the wall. I mean, he was a Ku Klux Klan member. You don't see that happening.
Washington owned slaves. When are they going to blow up the monument?
Well, that's what they say is going to. You know, this is where it's going. This is where it's going. We can pretend history didn't happen by destroying monuments. Well, is the Washington Monument going to come down?
Blow up Monticello? You know, isn't that kind of like what ISIS is doing?
Well, you should have seen the comments yesterday. Oh, yeah. Did you see mine?
Your friend Judy took exception to that.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, some people did. And what my friend said, who, by the way, is from that part of the world, said, I have no room in my life, and nor should there be any room in anybody's lives for racial hatred, for neo-Nazis, for any of these things. And then he said, however, these statues are a part of our history. And when I see them being torn down, I can't help but think what ISIS has done in my country by destroying our history. And the whole world goes, oh, you terrible people. What are you doing destroying their history?
From the
ISIS, oh, no, this is bad, so let's just tear it down. And this is what he said. And so I put that part in there, and I just put underneath it, thoughts. Well, there's been lots of thoughts on that one.
You lit that fire.
I like to do that now and then. Okay. Anyway, this Iceland and the Down syndrome, you know what? To me, it's just – it's cold. It's just absolutely the state. I think the more people that know about the people that do know about it, I mean, now it's just you're getting all types of condemnation of Iceland and what they're doing. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Gosh, we're going to come back. We've got Riverview Country Club, and then we've got the Sheriff Tom Basenko. And we're going to talk about a lot of things going on there and what's going on with crime and how we can, you know, what can we do to get, to get more deputies on the road. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or broche of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Ground zero we are for the reclamation of Reading as it's happening, and we're liking it. Sun Gold, that was for you, one of our chat room members. You wanted happier music. We're going to find some happy music here. This portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, professional, compassionate care, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers are the ones to go to. Sharon's got a special place in her heart for veterans and helps veterans' families, as she does every family, but she also puts them in touch with those organizations that that can help the veterans, too. And whether short-term or long-term, Home Helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. All right. Now, I think this is the first time we've had Riverview Country Club on. I'm thinking. I mean, out of 3,500 guests, 8 years, and we finally got you guys.
So, good morning. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Randy Jensen over there, and you're the the general manager? And,
I am.
And you're the one that runs the place out there.
I'm one responsible, yep.
Yep. Okay. And, of course, Brian Bankston, who is on your board out there, but you're also the membership chair.
That's correct. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, glad to have you all out there. I have to say this, that I was just out there playing, and it was another on the tournament that day.
Have you guys fixed the course yet?
This is what I was getting ready to tell you. And I was just out there for Haven Humane's tournament. And I everybody knows what you said to do is drive by. And it looked like half the course was underwater. And but my gosh, is it in great shape. I mean, it's almost like it's a kind of a blessing. Okay, maybe not a blessing.
That's going a little far.
Yeah. Okay, it's going a little far. Okay, but it's in great shape.
Yeah, when we had our flood issues, it started January 15th, and when they started the releases out of the dam, and our first four holes were all along the river, plus the ponds up north of our course flood into our course as well. So we just watched the water rise. So we were underwater for 2 months. We broke part of the levee, broke as well, and we had 14 holes underwater, and we had about 5 or 6 greens underwater for 2 months.
Wow!
So we thought the worst was going to happen, but.
Well, you know, in Egypt, the Nile goes mm-hmm. over its banks every year, and it deposits really good soil in their farmland. Of course, this is a little bit different when you're trying to get a ball to hold on a green.
Yeah.
But came out really looks really nice out there.
It really did. I mean, the fairways are immaculate right now, and it's the playability of the course is fantastic. And like you said, it might just be that. I mean, some nutrients and so on. But
stuff that hasn't been there for a while because, this is just kind of like nature taking care of itself out there.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, you know what? You say it plays fantastically. In my case, I wouldn't know. I played in the desert before. You know, we just take little pieces of green carpeting and hit it. So, and I play about the same on either one. But it is beautiful out there. Randy, a lot of things happening out.
Yeah, we've last couple of years we've been able to reinvest back in the club. Last year we did a major fairway renovation project, which we're very proud of. We got a little spooked when it was flooded, but it's a hybrid Bermuda, which is a very high standard, takes the heat very, very well, heat tolerant, and it's beautiful. This is our second summer, so the third next year it should be at full growth. So we're expecting really, really good things because it's already tremendously better than what it was. This last spring, we've remodeled our lounge and our front entrance and our bathroom, so we're starting to do some facility work on it. So it's a whole new place.
You know, it is. I tell you what, we've been to weddings there. We've been to funerals, not funerals, but, you know, celebrations of life at Riverview. What else? I mean, just all types of things, you know, different Rotary clubs. Got a lot of Rotary clubs come out there. Why do you think and this is not a trick question, but why do you think so many people want to have their events there at Riverview?
I think it's just the aesthetics. I mean, look at the view, the beauty of what we have right there in front of the off the course, off the overlooking the river. The staff is amazing. I mean, they do
a great job.
You've
got a stable staff too. That's another big thing. The people when you go in there, you see them, and you see them the same people, you know, and they know you, and you know, so it's nice when you have something like that, when you have stability.
Yeah, we've got a chef that's been with us now for a while. Speaking of the stability part, so our food's good, our food's consistent, and I think our staff's excellent as well.
Yeah,
so I think that's the reasons for it.
You put on dinners and banquets. I know we've been up there for the Swaroptimist, and everybody gets fed, and that's great. Mm-hmm. And gosh, like I said, there've been so many events that we've gone on up there. You don't have to be a golfer though to be to belong to Riverview.
Absolutely not. I mean, the social event. I mean, coming up, we've got a fall and winter calendar that looks outstanding. I mean, starting with Comedy Night coming up Friday, August 25th. We've got two great comedians coming in, and it's a big event for us. I mean, we've done it 2 years. Mm-hmm. This will be our third year. We've got September 9th is Saturday as a Glowball event. That's a lot of fun. I mean, we've got...
Okay, Glowball event is you're out there at night?
Exactly. Yeah,
we've got...
We do a 9-hole event. It's got, like I said, glow balls. The pins are lit. We've got, glow sticks on the fairways. It's a lot of fun. I mean, and we've got a barbecue and music going.
You know what? You know, that is just to watch it, just to go out there. And then you hear new words for the name, for the term golf. Mm-hmm. You know, those are flying around out there. Kind of descriptive words.
Oh, it looks like fireworks going off.
Fireworks. Yeah, that was the word I was looking for.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay.
And we've got music on the patio this fall.
Now, these are for the members, or this is for all the members, but mm-hmm. You have, social membership and the full membership where you can play golf, too.
That's correct.
And a lot of businesses are into they're for their company or in there for that social.
Absolutely.
That social membership. And what's that now? That's, kind of what I was talking about was you don't have to just be a golfer to be a member of the club and get full range out there.
That's correct. Yeah.
Our social memberships right now, you get limited to one-time golf a month, but you have full use of all the other facilities, which is the weight room, the tennis courts, the pool, the lounge, is $120 a month. And then there's $150 a quarter in food and beverage fees. But we're also offering a discount right now of $25 a month. So for $90 a month, you can be a social member at Riverview with no down payment, no upfront fees or anything like that. So that's a bargain from where we've been.
And the $150, we're talking about a quarter. So it's every 3 months. It means is that if you've eaten there, that $150 or more, which is – and the food's great – then you're fine, and if it's only $120, you get the other $30 added on.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I mean, but all clubs do that.
Sure.
Because you got to have a basis there, and you're open, and your hours in the dining areas there are.
We're open Tuesday through Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We serve dinner Wednesday through Saturday, brunch on Sunday, and we serve breakfast on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Lunch every day. Great lunches,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cool to sit there and, look out over the river. I like to look at the people on the first tee, frankly, and see how many of them put one into the river.
Several.
Yeah.
Yeah, several. I mean, me. Yeah, okay. Now, and some of the events that you host that I really like is the Special Olympics out there. And that is just, y'all – it's just a great cause, as are many others out there. But we're always out there with Curtis Byron and that group on that. But it's wonderful. Now, people can have fundraisers out there.
Correct.
But I want to talk about that. Let's take a quick break, and let's talk about this fundraisers, because more and more people have decided that a good way to raise money is to have a golf day out there and that you all can host. But let's talk about that when we get back. I'm here with Randy Jensen, General Manager of Riverview Country Club, and Brian Bankston, who is heads up their membership for the club. And like I said, we'll be right back. It's about, 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 64 degrees. It's going up to 102 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. We'll be right back. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
That's for Linda.
Always for Linda. Yeah.
Just in case she's listening, you know.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, the only watch repairman in the whole area. All there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is where Linda goes. She just loves her jewelry, and they have a big selection of estate jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, I'm here with Brian Bankston, who is heads up the membership committee for the River View Country Club, and Randy Jensen, the general manager that I've just been, we've just been talking during the break. We ended up with fundraisers, and now there's starting to be more fundraisers out there, and people want to have a golf tournament. So tell us a little bit about how do they do that? How does this work?
Well, we are open to hosting fundraising events. We have to be, we only could have, per our club bylaws and rules, we can only have 7 events during Friday, Saturday, Sunday time, and right now we're full. But that, you know, that changes as time goes on. But we do have Mondays available. Our club is closed on Mondays for maintenance of the yard and the facility. And if you want to have a golf tournament on Monday, please let me know. Call the club and ask for me or Brian or Beth Hatsgard. We charge $65 per head for a Monday event, and we fully staff the course. We open it up. It's yours for the day. There's no members out there. There's no anybody around. That $65 covers your tri-tip chicken lunch, green fees, golf cart, and range balls.
Let me tell you, I've done this. And in fact, the last one I went to, Haven Humane, was out there. It was on a Monday, and it was great. I mean, you just walk out there, you have thousands of range balls to spray in every direction, the carts and all of this, and then the lunch was just really good. So it was a wonderful time. So and you can make money out of these.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to go out and sell tickets, and you got to get your foursomes out there. But it's run perfectly. And all your people are out there. I mean, everybody's got a car. Everybody takes off when they're supposed to. I mean, it is not mixed up there.
Yeah, and we have a Class A professional on staff that will be there Monday to help run the golf tournament. He'll do all the scoring for you. He'll take care of our staff. Will take care of all your scorecards. Yeah. And we'll post the scores upstairs, you know, at lunchtime. So we'll give you Class A service.
Yeah, sure. And then everybody has a scramble with the best ball. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to feel like everybody's watching you when you hit, unless it's Linda on a par 3 where the par 3 where everything converges. And we had to use her drive. Yeah, she was never happy after that. No.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, she was not happy. Okay. Now, also we have and Brian, this isn't your daddy's. I mean, they say it's not your daddy's town anymore. But it's not your daddy's country club anymore either.
No. I mean, Riverview is affordable. I mean, you look at the initiation fee right now, there's no initiation fee. It's, you know, you're just paying your monthly dues. We've looked at programs as far as specials. We've got specials right now. We've got the social membership Randy talked about. We've got a junior exec program, and that's only $155 a month, entry fee or initial dues. So yeah, it's
and what does that include for the junior executive? Because we got a lot of younger, you know what I'm liking, you know, we're starting to see a resurgence or our young people, our younger people are starting to take charge. Look at the Chamber of Commerce and look at a couple of these other places. So what does that include?
It really includes, you know, your full membership for those folks. I mean, they've got full access, unlimited golf. Sure. I mean, social events, use of all the facilities. And
that's how much?
It's $155 a month. So,
well,
yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, that's a great price.
Absolutely.
Because getting to play golf as much as you want. Of course, if you're young, I don't know how much golf you're going to play because you should be working. My dad's country club had those things. Yeah. And he and his group had played during the week. They're all retired. They wouldn't play on the weekends because that was the time for all the people that had jobs to do it. Yeah. But they'd play 4 days a week.
Well, and you know, the junior executives, they're having families. And that's the other thing is we have a great junior golf program. You know, in the summertime, and then it kind of continues through the year. We do a Saturday clinic for the kids and allows those families to come out and really enjoy the club and allow their children to come out and learn the game of golf and enjoy, you know, the facilities as well. So
yeah, and let's not forget the swimming pool and the tennis courts because your tennis courts are just really good. Mm-hmm, and your really pool, you know, is it's sparkling all the time. So if for a family like this, this mm-hmm. is this allows them, you know, full access, like you said. Now, so say you don't play golf, though. Mm-hmm. And there's people that don't. I know it's hard to believe. Even when I play golf, I don't play golf. So do you have – what's that? What can people do that way then?
Our social memberships are $120. Okay.
That's the ones we were talking about. Yeah, I just wanted to swing back through that because I want businesses and people to understand that this is a great place. You know, Riverview is a great place to bring customers out.
Customers.
Or just
we have, we have meeting rooms. You can, you know, we have upstairs. You know, any place you want. If you want to have a meeting, or small or large, you know, we have rooms for you available. If you're a member, that's no charge. So you just have full use of the facility if you're a member.
You mean if you want to have a meeting up in your big rooms up there, it doesn't cost you anything.
No,
you just have to book it.
Yeah, you just have to book it.
So you could have a group of 50, 60 people in there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Easily. I mean, easily, more than that, really.
Yeah, we don't charge room charges or audio charges or set up the, you know, screens or anything like that. No, it's all part of the member service, member package.
Well, that right there, you know, I didn't know about that. I thought that was something, you know, you had to rent the room and everything like everything else. So that's great news to know. Okay. So how do people, can they come down and just kind of look around? You take them around and show them what they're going to get?
Absolutely. Yeah. Contact Beth in the office. We'll give you a full tour, show you the facilities. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you want. That's really as simple as it is. Just come down and see what we have to offer.
You know, J.D. Powers gives awards, you know, for best this and best that. And this is what I tell people. Who in the hell is J.D. Powers? So ask your friends that belong to the club, or ask me, because the food is just – food's really good. It's fun to meet out there for lunch. And then your brunches are great, and you have special brunches, too, on special events. But the atmosphere out there. And now that I know you can get a room, a meeting room up there, okay. And so it's worth the time, and it's worth the effort just to go out there and check out the club. And like I said, you know, your facilities are good, and you've upgraded, you know, a lot of it. Not that it really, you know, when I see that and I see how good it is, I'm just kind of like, well, okay, maybe they're, I don't know what you're doing, maybe fixing the toilet paper rolls or something.
We did a little more than that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Oh, okay.
It really is, I think our point that we want to get across this morning is that it's a very family-friendly place. You know, our young adults and children are welcome. We it's fun. The people out there are genuinely nice people. And even if you don't know anybody, please come on out. We'll give you a round of golf. You know, we have a tennis pro on staff. We have a golf pro on staff. We'll show you the facilities, show you tours. If you do join, our golfing people, our tennis people will set you up with people of your own skill set and skill in labor and introduce you to people. We have functions, introductory functions for new members to, you know, meet and greet. So it's not that just you join and you're on your own. That's the point I think I'd like to leave everybody with, is that we care about our members. We have 570 members, and hopefully we continue to grow and continue.
How
with
many
that.
Can you have?
We can have 500 proprietary members, which proprietary members are owners.
Uh-huh.
We can have 450 proprietary members and 50 junior execs, and we're about 60 short of that. We can have as many social members as want to join.
Okay.
There's no limit
okay.
on that.
All right.
Yeah, and we just started an individual proprietary, so if you're – the only golfer in your family, that's $195 a month, and it's $295 a month, and so
your phone just started ringing.
I know, but no, it allows, you know, if you're the only golfer in your family, and you know it's a membership option. I think that's becoming pretty popular right now, but that's limited as well. So I think it's a great opportunity for those that just like to golf. And
now, how much is, I mean, if for somebody that comes in and is a, I guess is a guest, how much does it cost just to play a round of golf?
It costs $50 on weekdays and $55 on the weekend.
Okay.
If you're a guest of a member.
And what's that provide?
That provides your green fees, uh-huh. And then it's $13 for a cart.
Okay, so there's more than on a cart.
Yeah.
So you think about this, you play golf a lot. And when you're a member, do you still pay for the cart?
Correct.
Okay, still pay for the cart. So can somebody come into the club and just say, hey, I'd like to, you know, I'm not a member of the club, but can I play?
No.
No. Okay.
Generally speaking, no.
Okay,
you know, it's
well, that's,
private.
That's
and,
fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
We do have reciprocals with other golf courses. If you're a member of a golf course in, say, Eureka or Sacramento or whatever, we allow flexible play that way.
You know, I think somebody told me that they were up in another place and they said they were a member here. And they, get to play free.
Yeah.
So. Great.
But generally, you have to be a guest of a member to play.
Okay. All right. Last thoughts here? Just that it's not your daddy's, it's not the old country club. You got great prices for junior executives, younger people coming in, get them into it. It's not just golf. It's tennis and swimming, and you have a junior golf game, social membership, and your rooms up there can be used if you're a member for free.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For any of the groups meetings you might want to have.
Yeah, golf course looking great. Great time to golf. Check us out.
How do they get a hold of you?
Call Elizabeth Hadgard, 224-2255.
All right. Well, good. Well, you know what? This is, you know, I've enjoyed out there, you know, social membership, and it's a lot of fun to go out there and see everything that's going on. So, and it is. It's very well run. Randy, you do a good job out there.
Oh, I appreciate the thought. Thank you.
No, it is.
We have a good team. We have a great board of directors and good team and team effort.
Super. Hey, after the news, we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko here, and we're going to talk about what's going on there. I went through went to the sheriff's department yesterday. Went had a tour, and while he wasn't there, so I could ask questions. I'm just kidding; he'll be on in a minute. And you know, about what's going on with the sheriff's department. We'll be right back.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, and the news sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. U.S. Coast Guard and military crews are searching the ocean off the coast of Hawaii for five crew members of an Army helicopter that reportedly went down during a training exercise. Officials at Wheeler Army Airfield near Honolulu reported losing communications with the crew of a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter. Responding teams report spotting a debris field. A memorial service is scheduled in Charlottesville, Virginia today for the woman killed when a car rammed into a crowd of people protesting at a white nationalist rally. Mourners will gather at a downtown Charlottesville theater this hour to honor 32-year-old Heather Heyer. President Donald Trump says both sides bear blame for what happened in Charlottesville.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
The president made his comments at a news conference yesterday at Trump Tower. In the midst of controversy swirling around the president, the White House is planning another rally.
This one in Arizona. The White House unveiling plans for a campaign-style rally next Tuesday at the Phoenix Convention Center. The rally comes after the president told Fox News he's seriously considering a pardon for Joe Arpaio, the controversial former sheriff of Maricopa County. Arpaio was found guilty of criminal contempt last month after ignoring an order to end the racial profiling of Latinos. The president has called Arpaio a great American patriot.
That's Wally Hines reporting. Senator Luther Strange and former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore are headed to a Republican primary runoff election. They're vying to fill the U.S. Senate seat, which was previously held by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The two men represent different factions of the Alabama Republican Party. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God spoke to me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Look back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
A federal agency wants New York City to hold off on enforcing new rules on revealing the calories in prepared foods.
The Food and Drug Administration siding with the National Association of Convenience Stores, which wants to block New York City from enforcing a new law that requires calorie labeling on prepared foods sold at some grocery and convenience stores. The FDA says it's postponing its labeling laws until 2018 and wants New York City to delay as well.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. An internet company is fighting what it says is a sweeping request for information about an anti-Trump website that prosecutors allege was behind destructive Inauguration Day protests. The company says the government is seeking information about the 1.3 million visitors to the site, as well as other information. More than 200 people were charged after protesters broke windows and set fire to a limousine on Inauguration Day.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Elizabeth Duke is becoming the first woman to hold the position of chairwoman at a major Wall Street bank.
Wells Fargo & Company says Duke, a former member of the Federal Reserve's governing board, will replace Steven Sanger on January 1st. Sanger took over as independent chairman late last year after John Stumpf, Wells Fargo's then CEO and chairman, abruptly resigned in the aftermath of the bank's sales practices scandal. While Sanger was applauded for the sales scandal investigation, investors said he and the board shared some responsibility for how Wells Fargo operated in the years before the scandal broke. Sanger barely survived a vote to remove him from the board. Jeremy House reporting.
A South Korean conservative party is calling for the United States to bring back tactical nuclear weapons to the Korean Peninsula to better cope against North Korean nuclear threats. Washington withdrew tactical nuclear weapons from South Korea in the 1990s. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, our phone number is 530-605-4567. And Bob's going to give us the weather for the next few days.
Well, sunny and warm today, high near 102. Now, in some locations, you would call that hot. Overnight low about 70 degrees. Sunny and warm tomorrow. Through the rest of the week, we should see a break after the weekend when the highs will drop back down into the 90s. I'll get that in just a second. Right now in Reading, we have 69 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. Hey, I laugh at 102. I sneer at 102 degrees. That's nothing. 102. Meh. Okay, hey, the weather report is brought to you, though, by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business right here in Shasta County. Now, we have, Commander Gibson, on the line. Commander Gibson, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I have two quick things. I know you have a good friend, Tom Pachenko, coming on. The first thing is the terrible, terrible misuse of funds on Placer from, really from down all the way from the hill all the way out Placer to the city line. That I have been traveling that for the past, well, since 2005. I probably haven't seen five people on that sidewalk. I wonder, I can't, in my cynical mind, I can't help but wonder whose property is getting enhanced. And as they say, follow the money. The other thing is, I ask everybody within hearing distance to get Monday morning's, this past Monday morning's editorial in the Record Searchlight. I don't push the Record Searchlight much, but that is a clinical definition of what's wrong with this state. Clinical definition. Only thing they miss is he did not mention the state of Jefferson, which also fits in that whole thing of trying to get representation. Thanks so much for taking it. I know you have the guest coming on. I deeply appreciate what the KCNR does for this community. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Commander. We deeply appreciate you. Okay, so that means is that when I'm slapping around our Record Searchlight today, Commander, maybe I missed Monday's editorial on saying some of the great things in it. Okay, there was one there.
Had a call asking about would it be safe to watch the upcoming solar eclipse through a welder's helmet. So according to the NASA website, it has to have at least a 14 rating. Now, what that means and does a specific person's helmet have that rating, I can't answer that question.
Well, it'll be on the helmet itself when it gives the ratings. But it's got to be at least a 14. Or if our listeners out there, and we're going to have some stuff every day, you can buy – glasses for like $3 a piece, and they've got them down at Turtle Bay. And you can, so you can get, and you can get them. You can probably buy them in several different places here in town. But they're like $3 a piece, and they're kind of like the old, 3D movie type stuff.
Now we bought a pair. They were like $30. I don't know if you've got time to get them delivered now, but through, Mead, which is a big astronomical company, we got a pair of binoculars, 10x50s with the solar filters installed. But then you can remove the filters later. But that's going to be a fun way. And you can put it on a tripod. So you're not chasing the thing
I'm
around.
Pretty much I can see the sun when it's up there.
Well, but you want to get a good, see the detail. I want to see the corona stuff.
The coronas and stuff. You know what?
I'm
going to probably be watching that with a corona. Yeah, maybe a little bit of lime. You know, people say, hey, why'd you have the country club on? I'll tell you why. The country club is an integral place in a city, in a area, in a community, as is the paper. And we have several other, golf courses and everything. But the country club has things that, you can join. You can, the rotaries meet there. You can get the free. I didn't realize that all the rooms they had were free, if you remember. So you could put all the stuff up there. So you didn't know that either.
They have some.
You didn't know that.
There's a good size room up there as well.
Big
room. Actually, you can divide them up, but beautiful
setting.
It's
always good to have people you haven't had on, too. Anyway, but it's always great to have Sheriff Tom Pasenko on.
Well, good morning, Carl.
How you doing there, buddy?
Good.
I was dumbfounded. There were no secrets going out yesterday, but I just walked in and looked at the board, and they explained the board to me of your personnel.
Oh. Of we call it the big board,
The big board.
Yeah.
And all those little spots there where you've got openings and no candidates. Yeah. And then the injuries. This guy's here, but he's injured. He got in a fight with somebody on meth. Mm-hmm. And this is a big guy, one of your big guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And was injured, and it takes a lot to injure him, so he got his shoulder screwed up. Another one. A couple more.
That all adds to that vacancy rate that we have, the openings that we're trying to hire for deputy sheriff and for correctional officer and a number of other positions within
officer. You're really short over there.
We are. It's tough to hire for them. They do have many of the same standards that we have for deputy sheriffs, like working on patrol. And then it's a very demanding job. You're working in essentially a mini prison. We have 30 people in for various forms of murder and homicide.
How many?
30.
30.
And those are usually
for murder or homicide?
Yeah. Well, murder is homicide, but various forms of homicide.
Okay, yeah.
But a lot of rapists, murderers.
You got bad guys in there.
There are.
I mean, they're bad.
And these are people that are in for long-term for trials. And then there's people that are doing long-term up to 9 years.
You got people doing up to 9 years in that jail?
Yeah, elsewhere in California, there's people that are doing up to 40 years.
Yeah, yes, we've talked about that before. Now, not only that, but you're getting gang guys in there.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the bad thing about getting gang guys in there. They're more than happy to share their knowledge with young guys who think they're tough, and now they've got a gang guy there to show them how to be really bad.
Correct. There's a lot of people that have, long-term people that have been institutionalized, been in prisons for a lot. They've they know the ropes as well. But if a person is interested in the job, we are hiring. Go to our Shasta County personnel website. They can fill out an application. We have regular interviews.
Male or female, of course?
Absolutely. We have people visiting the police academies, law enforcement academies, looking for recruits there. So we've sent people to the academy. But then, if we have people out on injury, that's sometimes a long-term injury.
Yeah.
We can't replace those, nor would we want to, but it just makes those vacancies very tough because we're already short-staffed, and then it just adds to it.
And then you're on patrol. I mean, there's only so many people.
That's right.
Your sergeants are out on patrol just like his troops are.
That's correct. We have working sergeants because we are short-staffed. That's basically because of the budget and not enough money to fund all of our positions. This current budget year, we ended up losing about 11 deputy sheriff's positions because the county did not have the funding for them.
Well, that's not true.
Well,
no, it's not true. I mean, we say that the county doesn't have funding for them. That's not true. The county does have funding for public safety. The county chooses to spend it in other areas.
Yeah, we had to maintain a...
I mean, I'm not trying to get you in trouble. Every time you come on, I know that Supervisor Modi comes after you the next day in the meeting
next week.
But let's not just say the county doesn't have the money. The county has the money. They don't have the priorities.
We had to maintain a flat budget, which if you have to maintain a flat budget, that means you're losing because you have increases in... retirement system, salaries and benefits, other costs for the counties, and we had to shave out almost $4 million out of this budget.
Hey, this is radio business. If we have a flat budget, we've made money.
Yeah, yeah, not the county, yeah.
Okay, hey, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, and I don't want to get Tom in more trouble because every time he comes on,
it goes with the territory.
I put something on Facebook. There's 1,000 people involved.
Yeah.
I'm getting another one. What were we going to talk with that other Facebook entry I'm going to put in there for some other things that are happening. Alliance Heating Air is bringing us this segment, though. A veteran-owned business is the only heating and air conditioning company that I would recommend because this is the amount – not that there aren't other ones out there that can do the job and all that, but for the very best in service – and the professionalism and people wanting to help you and take care of you, it's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. 25 years in the business, veteran owned. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:16 in the morning, 69 degrees, going up to 102. She drank and pulled up, she put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank and pulled up, she put the lime in the cooking. Now she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, doctor. After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got 4 locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the 4 locations.
Check out the menu at tbless.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's Hump Day right here in KCNR 1460. 16th of August, 2017. 69 degrees, going up to 102 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro. Now, when we go out hunting or do other things, we always stop by the Cedar Tree. And this is bad, and I shouldn't say this, but Linda's not here to hear me. There, you know, when you go in there and get that chicken fried steak and the eggs and the country potatoes and gravy on the side. Oh, I'm telling you, you don't have to eat for a whole day afterwards. And you've been hunting for hard, you know.
Dr. McConnell's
going, see you soon, Carl. Anyway, this is just great food, and the people down there, Susan and her crew down there, are outstanding. It's a gathering place for Palo Cedro. The Cedar Tree Restaurant is open Saturday through Tuesday from 7:30 to 2 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. There you go. Yes, Cedar Tree Restaurant. Good. It is good food. And you know what? And it's not that far. I mean, because you're always doing things around town. Just stop in there. And it's reasonably priced. You know, here, you know what? The other day, I went out for breakfast. 30 with tip. And I don't, I mean, I tip, you know, 18 to 20%. I think it's fair. If the service is good. Came out to like $36. And I'm sitting there saying, thinking. And it wasn't anything extraordinary. Yeah. And I thought, and so I said something to another restaurateur. And he went, oh, wow. Then I went to their place. It's almost the same price that to get a – it's like $10, $10.99 for almost all the breakfasts. You know, breakfast, unless you do, you know, something special. And I thought, well, that's everybody then. I shouldn't have pointed it out. I didn't say what –
It hasn't been that many years since you could go to Denny's and get the $1.99 grand
slam.
Well,
I think you can probably still go to Denny's. I don't go to Denny's. Linda refuses to step in it. As long as there's places here in town that we go to for breakfast and sometimes for lunch. Let's go to Terry. Hey, Terry, did you get a good – did you enjoy listening to me talk?
Yep.
Hello, Terry.
Okay, let's try
wrong
the other
one.
Yeah, the other
wrong one.
All right, let's try that switch.
Sorry, Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Did you enjoy listening?
When Bob had me on hold, he didn't have the radio thingy going. But
I had a 50-50 chance. What can I say?
Damn him, Terry. You know what, Bob? You know what? He said he had a 50-50 chance of getting you on, and he didn't get you the first time, but he didn't know that you couldn't hear.
Oh, so, okay. Well, that's okay. I mean, just like couldn't hear. Anyway, Tom, thank you for everything you do, buddy. But a few months back, you had mentioned that we were on a list of being a sanctuary county. Now, at this present time, I believe we're not on that list anymore. But maybe you could explain to the folks how we originally got on that list of being a sanctuary county and then how you got us off it. Could you explain that?
Well, basically, I don't know how in the heck we got on it. It was out of a news article. Chief Hansen was on the radio, I think, last week, right?
That's when he was talking about it.
And yeah. He got a hold of the owner and said, or not the owner, excuse me, the author, and said, hey, we're not a sanctuary county, and we never have been. And he goes, oh, took us off the list. And so that's easily of, you know, some poor journalism. But with the new outcomes that are coming up for federal monies, they basically have to sign a declaration that say you'll cooperate with federal authorities. We have been, always have been, and we will continue to be. We just had an arrest of a person that was an illegal alien, and we let ICE know about him, and we'll continue to comply with the law.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I'm sure, I mean, everybody in the county appreciates you and what you do that way, but I'm glad you clarified that, because I know we were on that list at one point, and we had talked about it, and you said, oh, we got on that because of some goofy reason, and we were going to get off of that list, which I'm glad to hear. But I think the thing is that no one ever came on and said we actually got off of that list until Pete Hansen did it the other day.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, when things get on the internet,
right,
they're there forever. They're always there. Then
right.
They keep coming back up. It's like a zombie. It always comes back.
Right, and you know, and that's the deal. I mean, the deal is that, you know, California puts you on there, you get put on there. Well, you know, until we hear otherwise, that's what a lot of people are going to think. But thank you for clearing that up.
Well, there's still a bill in California, Senate Bill 54,
yeah,
that law enforcement, we've been opposed to it from the beginning. And it still has a life, hasn't made it to the governor's desk yet.
Right.
But it basically says, hey, we can't cooperate under California law,
right,
if it becomes law.
Right. Well,
we can't cooperate with federal authorities.
Federal
that's the problem. It's going to conflict
right
with federal law.
Yeah,
there'll probably be some lawsuit in regards to that.
Right.
And it's a bad law, because it prohibits us. They're down in Southern California, they see MS-13 gang members, people in for murder, that are also illegal aliens, and they would be prohibited if that person is getting released from jail. If this becomes law, they'd be prohibited in reporting to ICE when this person is getting released.
Wow.
And then you'd be releasing that person back onto the streets, and that's just wrong.
Well, and didn't you get together with some other sheriffs too, and you guys all wrote a letter, and like 25 of you that signed it or something?
Our association wrote a letter to the governor and to the author, Kevin DeLeon, and says that this is wrong for a number of reasons. They represent all 58 county sheriffs, individual sheriffs. I know L.A., Santa Barbara, who's also our state president, and many others, myself, have written letters to the author saying, hey, this is a bad law. So many of us as individuals have also written letters.
Terry, you know what? But see, here's something that people were missing. We had it on the other day. So is that a lot of the state offices, like the, you know, like the Labor Department offices, are been told not to cooperate with ICE and to ask them to leave. And they've actually got, you know, gotten the verbiage to them saying, you know, so when ICE comes in, that they say, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave the officers, and pushes them out. So those are our state offices refusing to act with federal law enforcement agencies right now.
You know, it's amazing to me that the rule of law is gone in the state of California. It virtually is gone from the governor down to DeLeon, down all the way down to the staff, all the way down to everywhere. It's just thank you, Tom, for being a guy who stands up and really and truly keep issuing those CCWs, my friend.
Will do. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Hey, here's a question, Tom, came in. What happened? Was the Bernie jail paid for by the state?
Bernie jail?
It says, what happened to the Bernie jail paid for by the state? I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, we used to have some holding cells in Bernie, mm-hmm. and we could have the inmates would end up being booked there for an arrest, usually held, and if they weren't released, they were brought down to Reading. And then we usually had some inmates serving a little bit of time up there too. But then, unfortunately, there was a suicide, and they ended up closing that down because it didn't meet all the standards. That was probably back in the 1980s sometime.
Okay. All right. One of the things that I know you listen to the show that Pete Hansen said is going in front of the CCP,
right,
and getting money so there'd be another district attorney, another public defender available.
We have that meeting today, as a matter of fact, later this afternoon.
And it's to be able to push the push more people into that so you could get them out faster or
this budget year that we're currently in, we lost a number of positions for all of our public safety.
Yeah.
The district attorney, I believe, lost at least one attorney, one prosecutor, and then some support staff to go along with that. Well, what the chief is saying, and the former chief, Chief Paletti, also had that same philosophy, is, hey, to get these people into probation, into rehabilitation, you got to get them into the court system. You got to have prosecutors. You got to have public defenders. And you got to have the court process. If you don't get them into court, you can't get them to probation. And so the chief is saying, hey, let's spend some of that money. We've had that discussion before, months before. Let's spend some of that money and fund this prosecutor that Stephanie Bridget lost due to budget. And if we need another public defender to defend him to keep the balance,
sure,
fine, let's do that. And also for some jail beds. We had in the Board of Supervisors a few weeks ago, they said, hey, let's do a $200,000 loan for out-of-county jail beds out of some of their reserve or contingency money, and then encourage the
$300,000 out of the
CCP
$4.6 million budget,
which would put us
surplus
back to $500,000, so we can get some people housed out of county.
How many?
And that would house roughly about 30 for the year. It goes ebbs and flows because sometimes we bring those
for the year. But that's okay.
But that's better than a stick in the eye. And
and
most of those times, those are the long-term inmates that are serving time under AB 109, you know, maybe
right,
more than a year or 2 years or even longer.
Got it. Okay, so the and I liked what you said there. You know, this is what Paletti had said before. And
we've been down that road.
We've been down this road, and it for some reason it failed or it didn't make it. I think, you know, maybe with, you know, maybe a new pushing and all this saying is that once we need to have them get in there so we can get them into
right.
some kind of program, but we can't do it unless we put them in jail.
Put them in jail,
you
get them in the court process.
In jail. You got to get them in.
They have to be convicted and then be on probation.
The California Department of Justice, according to this person that's written in here, has determined that 30% of those arrested are never charged.
I saw that in the national news, mm-hmm. state news within this last week. I can't confirm that. I'm not going to say, but there's a number of reasons. The district attorneys, those are all has to be filed with the district attorneys mm-hmm. throughout the state. That could be lack of evidence, witnesses not available. Doesn't mean they didn't do the crime. They're just not charged. And do they have, or do they drop one particular charge for a larger charge they're working with?
Well, you know, that number of 30%, frankly, is lower than what I would have thought it was because, let's just face it, we've only got so much room, only so many public defenders, so many prosecutors, so many courtrooms. I mean,
we can see it here on a local basis, too. Sometimes that we arrest a person.
Yeah.
The district attorney sends back the case and says, unable to prosecute due to cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the standard of the law. So if they don't have quite enough evidence that they believe that they can prove that case beyond a reasonable doubt, they're unable to file it. That just means the criminal justice system is working and are not convicting innocent people or sending innocent people off to the court system.
As opposed to, you know what, this one isn't just, you know what, here's our caseload. This one's just not serious enough for us to put somebody on it.
Sometimes they have conflicting witnesses. So let's say you have some witnesses say, hey, this I saw the guy do it. Some other witnesses say, no, that's not the guy. If they're not able to have enough evidence to take that to court and prove that, that's how it's cannot be proved beyond a reasonable doubt.
And by the way, we're talking about ones that would go to a court trial, not the ones you write tickets for shoplifting or just being generally
even jerks. Even those that you write a ticket for like shoplifting,
yeah.
Sometimes you get that back from the district attorney is unable to prove it, lack of evidence for particular reasons. You could see that back depending on how the case is written and the particulars.
Okay, we need to come back to that because I've obviously that ticket says you got to show up in court. That's what
right.
it is. And
yeah.
if they don't show up,
then there's a failing to appear warrant. Right.
And most of them don't show up.
You know, we talked about the positions that are available.
Well, so I tell you what, before we get to that, we need to take a break right now. Hey, it's 8:32 in the morning.
Wow.
Wellgate Sports Club, located at Cypress and Court Street, is one of the finest places in town that you're going to find to work out. Bob's in there all the time. His relationship.
I credit them with my latest lab results, which put my A1C down about 6.5, which is a little more than it should be, but it's a lot less than it was.
That's right. Your blood sugar's down, and you've lost a lot of weight. He's still, you know, like all of us, we're all still working at it. It's the only in facility saltwater pool. Which is a great place to work out too. All the facilities there, all the machines, everything there is top rate, top notch, and in very good condition and always clean. Plus the Boheme Spa is there. Everything there at Wellgate Sports Club. Going down there and just go on in, see Rich Novelli or any of the pros down there and just say, hey, I'd like to have a tour, I'd like to have a workout, and they're going to fix you up and you're not going to be sorry. That's Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street, 768-1205 is the number. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Simcoe.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hey, Abby, I hear it's your birthday. Any special plans?
Yes, dinner at Nello's Place. Nello's has been a Reading landmark for over 30 years and is known for their delicious Italian food. And what makes it even better is that Nello's Place has partnered with Haven Humane Society this month for Second Tuesday Dining.
They have some of the most delicious Italian food in town.
Please join us on Tuesday, September 12th at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. They've been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 is a portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. My favorite place to get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning, both of you guys. Quick question for Tom. You may or may not know the answer, and that's fine, but I was watching with much interest this yahoo that got arrested for a 100-mile-an-hour chase up to Bernie, and I think your guys got him. Stolen F-250 pickup. It was in the paper yesterday on the news. He's in jail in custody right now, $100,000 bail, according to the website. I'm surprised it's that low, considering the nature of the crime. And so my question is this, two questions. Who sets those bails, number one? And number two, the gal that was with him that seemed to have a record as long as your arm, she isn't in custody. And that's curious to me.
Okay.
So a couple. There you go. I'll listen on the air. Thank you.
Thanks, great. Coach Bob.
Well, thanks for calling in. Well, the bail is set. The original bail is set by a bail schedule that we have, and that's developed by the courts here locally. And so, if they have certain crimes that are listed, and a bail set for them, whether it be $5,000 or not, and you can also usually stack felonies. So if they have a number of felonies, they'll stack those for a total bail. And then when the person goes to court, then the court can leave the bail the same, raise the bail, or lower the bail, or release the person from there, or continue to keep them, and at some point they might go back for another bail hearing. So there are some variables with that for bail. Regarding the other person, if that person was kind of along for the ride and didn't have knowledge of the stolen vehicle, anything like that, even though she has a criminal record, they may have not had enough to charge her with some crimes there. Oftentimes, the passengers in the vehicle aren't arrested, depending on that. And obviously, she must not have any warrants. Or they could be maybe making a case on her, and we'll file it later. So there are some variables there that I don't know about all the facts of the case. But thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks. Okay, now, we were talking about vacancies.
Vacancies, yeah. So we have, we talked about vacancies. Overall, we have about 200 people within the sheriff's office, 200 positions. We have 33 that are open right now. 17 of those are deputy sheriff's positions.
Are these all full-time?
These are full-time positions. Okay. Carl's always thinking about, should I go to that academy?
It's 6 months, though.
Yeah.
Can you do it online? I mean, can I use, wait a minute, can I use life experiences? I mean, come on, I've been as many... A lot of places that your guys will never get to.
You've probably been in more gunfights than all of us put together.
But the thing about it is that, I'm not going to brag. But the thing about it is that I think you should be able to use life experience for part of this.
Well, you get to use that life experience when you're attending the academy. They have to make that's set up by the California Commission on
Six
Peace Officers.
Months.
Yeah, California Peace Officers Standards and Training.
So, but there's no age limit.
There's no age limit, no. Just got to be able to meet the physical requirements, jump over that wall, make the runs, and then the academic part.
Okay.
Kind of like boot camp.
Kind of like boot camp.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, but here's the great thing is, are we recruiting out in the military?
We are.
The Highway Patrol says they're having great luck with the Marines down in Barstow.
Mm-hmm. We've tried to get into the military and get a hold of recruiters here locally and work with them. We're always the veterans. We have a number of veterans that work for us within the sheriff's office. Some have served overseas in Afghanistan working for us and have done very, very well. So we appreciate the veterans and their service to our country.
And they also get points.
At the state level, yes, they get preference points. The county doesn't give preference points on that. I don't know why. That's a county personnel.
The county does not give
preference points. There's for the veterans. I know the state, you get some type of preference points on the test or the application if you're a veteran.
For the veteran service officer, you know, because I was looking because Tommy was, you know, Tommy is leaving, Tommy Keat.
Right. Knew that. Yeah, I know.
And so we were talking about it, and looking at the application, it did say that there was a a veteran's preference.
Yeah, maybe for the veteran service officer, but for most.
So you're
of the other,
saying most of them that the county does not give?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, you just started something else.
Here we go.
You know, here you go again. So before I make this on a Facebook, I'm going to call the county personnel.
Her direct line. I'll just give a call for that.
Just give me the phone number for that, and we'll give her a call.
Yeah,
and it's not her fault. It's got to come from where? The Board of Supervisors, right?
That would be part of our personnel code rules. Yeah,
but the Board of Supervisors are the ones that do that. If there weren't, because I've always understood that there was a veteran's preference, and it's not when I say veteran's preference, it's if you get so many points on a test, or if two people come in at the same time with the same backgrounds and the same qualifications that the veteran gets the nod, is the way I've always looked at it. Now, there's people out there going, you know what? Don't talk to me. Okay. Tom, so let's talk about these positions again. You've got – and the hard part, though, is we're more than happy to bring you in. Are we at the point yet where we'll pay for them to go to school?
Yeah. We've sent some people to the academy. For Police Officer Academy, we just had three graduate in June, and they're in training right now. And then we're looking at sending some more in January. And then also for veterans, if they get out of the military, they can also, if they want to put themselves to the academy, they can use their GI Bill to put themselves to the academy. And some have.
And some have.
Yeah, and then it makes them more marketable. If they have that academy when they apply, they already have the academy, and that can help them.
And from what I understand, all law enforcement agencies throughout California are hiring. I know the California Highway Patrol is they're just
all the agencies,
begging for people out there. Everybody
every
is.
Time I go to a sheriff's meeting, they talk about hiring. CHP, of course, the big agencies, L.A. County Sheriff, PD, San Diego, always looking for. But you're talking there. 8,000 person departments.
Yeah, but now did the deputies just get a raise here in the last couple of years?
Yes.
Okay, finally, because
I think it was it's a multi-year contract. It's a 2-year contract, and it's they just got 3%, and I don't know if there's another 3% coming up sometime soon.
The reason I'm asking is everybody goes, you got to fight against against unfunded liabilities. Well, I'm not sure if the county's got. Are hurting on that. I don't think they are.
Actually, the county has a plan in place. It's called a 401A, in which new hirees helps pay for some of that unfunded liability with long-term medical insurance. So, yes, the Board of Supervisors put that in play probably a year or so ago.
That's a good idea. I think we talked about that then. I wonder why the city doesn't do that. Yeah, okay. You gave me the city salute. Tom goes, you know, your arms come up. Your hands come up and go, okay.
Yeah. But well, I think Larry Lees has talked about that 401 in the past.
Right, he has. Now, the other part about that then is the reason I keep bringing this up is even with that 3%, they're considerably lower than other places in just the surrounding area.
Yeah.
And I know of two cases where they took a job in another law enforcement organization. They didn't have to move.
Right.
Because they were that, I'll just put this blue uniform on.
And that's
another uniform.
That's occurred probably for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
With the PD making more than the sheriff's office.
How much does a patrolman that's just started make usually? Ooh. I mean, because you got overtime. Because from what I understand, you're so short people. You've got people that are working overtime, and especially in the jail, that's almost like a part-time job for
them. With the sheriff's office starting out, deputy sheriff's position is a little over $20 an hour. I want to say like $23 or so. And then you work up your way to about $30 per hour.
Okay.
That might not be including the most recent wage increases.
And then overtime. Do all you guys hit in overtime?
Especially on patrol and in the jail, a lot of overtime.
Oh, that's what I was talking about in the jail.
But there gets to be a short point of fatigue.
You can't work overtime. There's just so many.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Jeez. So we are looking for qualified candidates. So go to the Shasta County Support Services Personnel website and look for the positions there. We're always doing continuous hiring both for deputy sheriffs and for correctional officers and other positions.
I want to talk about this one thing when we come back, not right now. And I know what you said, and I know what the police captain or chief say about a unified law enforcement agency under the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after these messages. Northern Firearms Instruction brings us this segment of the show. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Teaches in 28 counties, just getting ready to open 29 here in the next couple of months. You're not going to find more training on so many different aspects of defensive firearms. CCW classes, tactical rifle, defensive pistol, all of these at Northern Firearms Instruction. And they have a class coming up, and you need to check out their website at readingccw.com. For 50 ladies are going to have a free class. That's right, a free CCW class. Think about that. No charge to the ladies that are attending. It's a women's only CCW class, and it's free. To find out more about it, look at readingccw.com or call 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
A tribute band bringing you the great music and legendary sound of the Doobie Brothers. Join us Friday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, live in the Event Center with all the amazing vocals and driving beat of the Doobie Brothers' music. Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, is a show you will not want to miss, performing their greatest hits. So get ready to go rocking down the highway and listen to the music of Doobie Rock, recreating the harmonies of the Doobie Brothers and performing their classic music with unique spot-on vocals. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 8th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better, better at the River.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, Trisha's going to be with me, and we will tear up the landscape. She's just a small-town girl, Trish Clark, but she fights above her weight. 74 degrees, going up to 102 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. And the number of they're saying here is that the – well, let's just ask because when we left, there are combined police and sheriff's departments, I think in Las Vegas.
Yes.
In a couple other places. But why is there a – not a just like a one overarching county policing unit?
In California, each of the cities is their own independent governmental agency. And, of course, a county is its own governmental agency as well. So I think part of it is for independence, control of their city government. There are no what they call – it's referred to in Las Vegas as Las Vegas Metro, and that's a combination of the sheriffs and the police department there. And it was originally formed quite a ways back, and it was mainly due to corruption, and the state came in and said, hey, if you don't get your act together, we're going to do it for you. And then they did. They said, you're going to form a metro, and the sheriffs is going to be in charge of it. And it's been there ever since.
Well, and it seems like Las Vegas has got a good handle on all that stuff. Will it save money?
Don't know.
I mean, you all combine a lot of things now, but would it? If you have one office or one building, and people that you know, I realize there's work, but it seems like there's things that you could double up on, or you know, one person could say, okay. This is my, you know, well, if it's all law enforcement, it would increase their, maybe increase the amount of work they're doing.
Yeah.
And maybe in some cases have to bring another person in to help with the paperwork, but it would save us the money on extra buildings and everything.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know how Las Vegas Metro works now, other than doing the law enforcement for the area. But there's no place in California that has a metro combined. And it's mainly with, I said before, the independence and control for the city to have control and independence of their agencies. Now, there are a number of contract law enforcement agencies here in California. So Los Angeles has been doing it for decades where they contract law enforcement for incorporated cities and provide that.
Well, you know what? Somebody just wrote that.
It's not a combined agency. It's not a metro. but they provide law enforcement services for cities. Sacramento has quite a few. The city of Danville is in Contra Costa County. That's a contracted by the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office.
What about a private?
We do it here locally with the city of Shasta Lake. We provide, Sheriff's Office provides law enforcement services by contract for the city of Shasta Lake.
What about privately owned security companies? What about contracting with them? I mean, we contract with people to fight in all of our wars. Why not contract with that?
They don't have
that?
Peace officer powers other than what they have for citizen's arrest, where we have peace officer powers 24/7 and some amount of immunity there. The only real private police department there is, and it came about from the 1800s, is the railroad police. That's still on the books. Union Pacific is not a governmental agency, and they're basically a private law enforcement agency.
The city is looking at, and Hanson said this the other day, they're looking at using private security on the trails.
Could.
You know, and so to, you know, for
presence. I presume that's going to be, I don't know if he went in detail, if that's going to be eyes and ears, if they're going to be armed or unarmed. Mainly, you just need a presence to have it. We have our Citizens Volunteer Patrol in a number of communities throughout the county that they go on patrol, do vacation checks, and they act as our eyes and our ears for the Sheriff's Office. They have marked units that say Citizens Patrol on the side.
Okay.
And do a great job for us.
Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I see the difference between the police and the sheriff department. It is when you have a city and you have, of course, your own police department, they go around looking for problems, shaking doorknobs to see if buildings are locked or what people are doing. But out in the county, they don't come around and check to see if our door is locked. We call. We are on our own until we call the sheriff's department. They're not policing us. And I think in the city, they do police the area.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Well, I know, Roberta, you know, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Roberta.
I know that both within the city, staffing levels are short, definitely within the county. We only have a few officers on
patrol.
You want
to talk about how many?
Three to four at any given time. Could be a little less or something going on.
And I've known that when I heard that number.
And that's just in what we call the Redding Basin. There could be less in other areas. And it gets down to budget and be able to fund those positions.
Three to four deputies in one of the largest areas here in Shasta.
Yeah, so that'd be from Cottonwood up to Dunsmuir, Platina, out to Oak Run Road. That's what we call the Redding Basin.
Three to four.
And that's spreading pretty thin. We have a total of 3,850 square miles within the county. Burnie is even spread a little bit thinner because they don't have 24 hours of patrol. Same thing for our outlying areas like in Lakehead and Shingletown. And so we do the best that we possibly can with the amount of resources and funding that we have available. And we have some very, very dedicated men and women for the sheriff's office and out there on patrol
throughout the nobody has ever questioned that.
Yeah.
It's
same thing for the police department.
It's same thing with the police department.
Men and women there.
It's just we get into numbers.
Right.
But then we get into jails. And we still have
need
that.
More beds.
We need more beds. And, you know, finally we're going to find spots for 30. We need spots for 100.
Or more.
Okay. And that's why the Board of Supervisors needs to get really serious about this. Instead of complaining about, you shouldn't have said anything about the numbers, they should be thinking as how to use that money in the CCP about putting more people out.
And we have some long-term plans. If we get a courthouse, we can develop courtrooms 1 and 2 into bed space there. And that'd be about 64 beds per courtroom once they get remodeled. Of course, we need the funding for the remodeling. And if we had an off-site kitchen, we could remodel the basement and laundry, kitchen and laundry. We could remodel that into bed space as well.
Okay. Quickly, gun laws.
Bunch of changes. The biggest one was the magazines that came into effect. That had a stay out of a San Diego federal court, which is a good thing to see where that goes. There's also some changes now. I just got an email from a gun group that if a private person goes to sell a gun to another private person and they have to go through a gun dealer, and then turns out that one is a prohibited person, let's say the buyer is a prohibited person that can't own firearms, they get denied. But then for the dealer to return it to the seller, they have to give a background check on them. And then if that person turns out to be a prohibited person, then the gun dealer has to turn it into law enforcement. And so that gets a little tricky there. And so just make sure that we're always in compliance. You have to stay up on these ever-changing gun laws. There will probably be a new plethora of them coming in with the fall session as we approach
to. I just find it just so amusing at times.
There was a change with
But you know what? Let's just say it. Sheriff, that's not one of your high priorities, is it?
Generally not. We want to put obviously, we don't want criminals to have guns. We'll go after those.
Yes.
But most of the time, our legislatures in the Sacramento are turning law-abiding citizens into criminals with the laws they make that have literally no effect on gun violence, and that's the downside. With the close of the session a few months ago, there was an omnibus bill, and it's kind of like sausage. And so they made a new law that the governor signed in there. If you have a warrant for your arrest for a felony or a certain misdemeanor, you are now a prohibited person. And so most of the time people don't know about that. So if you had a warrant out for you, then you have to turn in all your firearms and can't purchase them. But we'll maybe pick that up next month. Coming to an end of a great session.
Thanks a lot, Tom. You know, I love we need our law enforcement officials in here, and along with our city leaders and all this that are happening. And Brent Weaver's going to be in here in a week or so. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, Trisha's going to be here, and we're going to tear up the we're going to tear it up tomorrow on Thursday. We have a number of guests coming in. Have a great day. Be careful out there.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh says the timing was intentional.
With the climate of this nation, that I think it's very important that we move quickly and quietly.
A memorial service for Heather Heyer is underway in Charlottesville, Virginia. She was killed over the weekend when a car was intentionally driven into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white supremacist rally. A heartfelt appeal from Heather's grieving father, Mark Heyer.
We just need to